Good morning. Can you hear me okay? Yep. You're all sitting a million miles away, so I'll come down and join you. So there we go. So we had a reading from 2 Timothy, my second favorite book in the Bible after 1 Timothy. Must be something in the name, I guess. Who likes spiders? Not many of you, so I'll win you over with a story about a spider. On a clear, warm night, a spider found a tree to spin his web in. He worked all night to spin a web big and strong. The next morning, when it was time for him to sleep, this spider liked to sleep, and he slept during the day and came out at night. He went to bed happy, knowing that he had spun the best web he could. While he slept, he dreamed of the feast that this web would leave him in the morning. But when he woke up that night, his web had been torn to pieces. The wind had blown so strongly that day that the web was almost now completely blown away. Now the spider had nothing to eat, and as he was looking at his torn web, the wind came blowing by. The spider asked the wind, "Wind, why did you blow down my web?" The wind responded with two words, "You'll see," and then he went on his way. The spider once again got back to work. And he was very hungry this time, but he made the web even bigger and even stronger, stretching it across many branches in the tree. Surely the wind could not blow this one away. Surely his feast the next night would be grand. That morning the spider went to bed knowing he had spun the best web that he could. But the following night the spider saw that it had happened again. The spider that had spent hours spinning the biggest, the strongest, and the best web he had ever made was now only strings. The wind had blown it down again, and when the wind came blowing by, the spider became angry and shouted, "Wind, I spun the biggest and the strongest web that I could. I spent hours doing that, and still you blew it down. Now I have no breakfast, and I'm starving. Why, wind, why did you blow down my web?" The wind responded with two words, "You'll see," and he went on his way. With an empty belly and tears in his eyes, can I get a big ah for the spider? Ah, poor spider. The frustrated spider stared at his torn web. What would he do? Would he spin it again? Yes, he would, for there was nothing else he could do but keep spinning. All night long, he worked harder than ever before. He made the places where his web anchored to the tree as thick as branches. He spun until his web covered the entire tree. He worked until the sun was up, and when he was finished, he had made the biggest web he had ever seen. Surely the wind could not blow this one away. That night, the spider went to bed knowing for sure he had spun the biggest and best web he could. When he woke up that night, he was overjoyed. The web had completely made it. It was just as he had left it when he had gone to sleep, and it held for him the greatest feast that he had ever seen. The spider had never felt so proud. Later that night, when the wind came by, the spider said to him, "Wind, thank you for not blowing down my web." The wind replied, "You're welcome. I'm sorry that I blew down your webs, but you see, if I had not blown them down, you would not have built this magnificent web. You would never have known how strong you truly are." And with that, the wind blew softly, and the spider enjoyed his feast. So the moral of the story, keep going. You never know the great things you can achieve if you don't give up. We continue through our series on character, and this week we're looking at perseverance, as Liz says. The Oxford English Dictionary says perseverance is persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Other similar words include dedication, determination, doggedness, drive, endurance, grit, guts, immovability, indefatigability. I like that one myself. I think that's a good. And there's many examples of this throughout the Bible. Thinking back right to the start of the Bible in the book of Genesis, God gives an account of Noah who built the ark. If you remember him, he built it over the course of 120 years. He was surrounded by corrupt and contemptuous unbelievers. Now Noah didn't live by the sea. Noah lived in the desert. And I don't know whether I'm, exposing something amazing for you here, but the desert, there's not a lot of water in the desert. To build a boat in the middle of a desert is not a normal thing to do. It took a lot of faith and it took a lot of perseverance. The people around Noah would have looked on in disbelief. They would have mocked and shunned him as a crazy man. But Noah persevered. he pressed on with what God was wanting him to do, even though it seemed incredibly unlikely. And perseverance in our faith is so important. That's why there's loads of bits in the Bible about the need to hold fast to the truth that we know. Jesus knows how hard it is and how much we need to press through the tough times. So we need to ask for perseverance. We need to practice perseverance. The hard part about this, though, is that God doesn't just give us loads of perseverance. We don't just suddenly become to be able to brush off all our doubts and queries and questions. We grow and we develop and we start to look at things differently. And this is a slow process. And often it is a process which we have to go through hard times to achieve. Now there's a film, and we're going to watch a clip, hopefully, in a moment. There's a film I like called Evan Almighty, if any of you have ever seen it. It's about a man called Evan who has a successful but busy career. He has a great house, he has a new house, a new car. He has a good life, and he has a family who are great, but are going through many of the normal sort of family struggles that we go through. And the mum, Evan's wife, feels that the family is drifting slowly apart. As much as she is working to try and keep them together, they just seem to be moving away from each other. And so she prays. She prays that the family would grow closer together. That's what she wants. She just wants God to bring the families back together, that they would love each other more, that they would look out for each other more, that they would spend time together, they would prioritize each other over everybody else. And Evan, he wants to change the world. So he prays too. And he prays, please let me change the world. He wants to make a difference so that people would notice him and say, wow, there goes Evan, he changed the world. So God comes down and he meets Evan. He comes down as Morgan Freeman, and he tells Evan to build an ark, just like Noah. And that is how Evan will change the world. Anyway, the film moves on, and the family thing isn't going so well. Instead of becoming closer, they seem to be drifting apart, fighting, spending less time together, and the mum is really upset about this. So she prayed that God would bring them closer, but if anything, now they're further apart. Her hope for the family is fading. And so she ends up at a diner to get some food, and she meets Al, who is God. Hopefully get to this clip.
Can I get a refill, please?
Coming right up. Excuse me. Are you all right?
Yeah. No. It's a long story.
Well, I like stories. I'm considered a bit of a storyteller myself.
My husband? Have you heard of New York's Noah?
The guy who's building the ark.
That's him.
I love that story. Noah and the ark. You know, a lot of people miss the point of that story. They think it's about God's wrath and anger. They love it when God gets angry.
What is the story about then, the Ark?
Well, I think it's a love story about believing in each other. You know, the animals showed up in pairs. They stood by each other, side by side, just like Noah and his family. Everybody entered the Ark side by side.
But my husband says God told him to do it. What do you do with that?
Sounds like an opportunity. Let me ask you something. If someone prays for patience, you think God gives them patience? Or does he give them the opportunity to be patient? If they prayed for courage, does God give them courage? Or does he give them opportunity to be courageous? If someone prayed for the family to be closer, do you think God zaps them with warm, fuzzy feelings? Or does he give them opportunities to love each other? A lot of people to serve. Enjoy.
So the mum prayed for something that was really important to her. But what she wanted God to do was to do it all for her. And that's just not how it always works. How often are we like that? We are going through a tough time and we pray to God for help. But really, we're just asking God to do it all. For the most part, God works with us, not for us. We are on a journey. We are all on a journey. We're all moving forward, sometimes slowly, sometimes faster. And God wants us to follow him. And when we get in line with God, we ask for stuff. He gives us opportunities to grow. But it is hard. We have to press on, trusting even that when it seems a bit weird. And it's hard, but it's true. Through the hard times, we grow the most. Maybe God carries us. Maybe we develop the character we need to move on. But it's true that the hard times can bring the most reward. The New Testament is full of frustrating bits like smile when you're going through tough times, rejoice even though you feel rubbish. And when life seems unbearably terrible, praise God. On the face of it, and certainly when we're going through these experiences, this advice cannot seem that helpful. But the point is, when things are tough, and being a Christian is tough, it's no free ticket to an easy life. There will be tough times. We need, like Morgan Freeman said, to look for the opportunity. The opportunity to look at something differently. The opportunity to trust God more. The opportunity to rely on others. To grow. Look for the opportunity. And a second small bit of advice I would give would be to take each day at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get overawed by the big picture when you only need to think about a task at hand. Romans 5 sets out this process of hard times and perseverance and moving forward. It says, because we know that suffering, hard times, helps us to develop perseverance. And perseverance builds character, which gives us a hope that will never disappoint us. So look for the opportunities, because it can be through these that we grow in character. And we can hold more tightly to the hope that God will rescue this world. And that is the hope that we have, that God will rescue the world and bring everything back to the way that it's supposed to be. And we have to hold on to that hope, because when we look around at the world now, it's obvious that it needs love and it needs saving. The horrific attack in Manchester this last week, the ongoing hell of the war in Syria, the unnecessary illness, the loss of a loved one, the frustration of loneliness. So I encourage you, when things get tough, pray. When times are difficult or we don't seem to be getting anywhere with something, turn to friends in the church. That's what we're all here for. When life is hard, press into God, and he will mold us into the people he wants us to be. And most of all, remember the most common promise by God in the Bible. God says, more than anything else, I am with you. I can't sum up what I'm trying to say better than what Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesian church. A group of people whom Paul has spent 3 years with and who he loves dearly. At the end of the letter, he writes to them to encourage them. Finally, he says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. You may be able to persevere. Shall we pray? Father God, help us to rely on you. Help us when hard times come, and when it would be easier for us to just quit, help us to press on. Help us to grow and develop, to be more like the people you want us to be, so that we can help those around us to see your love. Help us to persevere in our relationship with you and with all those around us. And help us to remember that you are with us always. Amen.